Hello, friends. How are you today? My name is Lily. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lace Up the Leathers today. Let's get to it with today's topic. Jack Dempsey versus Gene Tunney. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. In the world of boxing, there have been few rivalries more legendary than that between Jack Dempsey and Gene Tunney. These two titans of the sport met in the ring for two epic battles, the first in 1926 and the second in 1927. Each fight was an epic event, drawing enormous crowds and capturing the attention of the entire world. At the time of their first fight, Dempsey was the reigning heavyweight champion of the world, having won the title in 1919. He was known for his incredible power and ferocity, and was widely regarded as one of the greatest boxers of his generation. Tunney, on the other hand, was a relative newcomer to the sport. He had only begun boxing professionally a few years earlier, but had already made a name for himself as a skilled and technical fighter. Many saw him as a potential threat to Dempsey's title.
The first fight between Dempsey and Tunney took place on September 23, 1926, at Sesquicentennial Stadium in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Despite being the underdog, Tunney came into the fight with a clear strategy in mind. He was a master of defensive boxing, and used that skill to great effect against Dempsey's aggressive style. Throughout the fight, Tunney kept his distance from Dempsey, using his longer reach to land jabs and straight punches while avoiding Dempsey's wild swings.
Despite Tunney's cautious approach, the fight was still a brutal and bloody affair. Dempsey landed several powerful blows that left Tunney with a broken nose and a cut over his eye. But Tunney continued to stick to his strategy, frustrating Dempsey with his slippery footwork and counterpunches.
In the end, Tunney's strategy paid off. He won the fight by unanimous decision, becoming the new heavyweight champion of the world. The victory was a shock to many boxing fans, who had assumed that Dempsey would easily dispatch the less experienced Tunney. But Tunney's technical skill and strategic approach had carried him to victory, sealing his place in boxing history.
The two fighters would meet again a year later, in a highly anticipated rematch that would come to be known as the Long Count fight. This time, Tunney's strategy was much the same as it had been in their first encounter. Again, he used his defensive skills to stay away from Dempsey's dangerous punches, while landing his own jabs and straight punches. But this time, Dempsey seemed more determined than ever to reclaim his title. In the seventh round of the fight, Dempsey stunned Tunney with a powerful left hook that sent him crashing to the mat. But as Dempsey's cornerman climbed into the ring to celebrate what seemed like a knockout victory, the referee noticed that Tunney had been down for longer than the standard 10 count. He sent Dempsey back to his corner and gave Tunney extra time to recover, a decision that has been controversial ever since. Tunney would go on to win the fight, again by unanimous decision, cementing his place as one of the greatest boxers of his generation. For Dempsey, the loss was a bitter disappointment. He would never again hold the title of heavyweight champion, though he would continue to fight for several more years.
In the decades since their two legendary fights, Dempsey and Tunney have become boxing icons, their epic battles still discussed and debated by fans and historians alike. But whether one sees Dempsey as the powerful brawler or Tunney as the skilled technician, there is no denying the spectacle and drama of their two incredible fights. For those who love the sport of boxing, the name Dempsey Tunney will always summon memories of two of the greatest fighters to ever enter the ring.
This was Jack Dempsey versus Gene Tunney, by Lace Up the Leathers, and this was episode number 10. My name is Lily Woods, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.